Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson. Just doing another astrology boo because this morning I was asked to check out a date. One of my friends is having a meeting tomorrow morning, so that's the 8th of January at 9 a.m. And they just wondered what the temperature would be like within this meeting. To understand the energies that might be occurring. And here's what I did as an astrologer. Because I know the two people that are involved in the meeting, I checked out their astrology first of all to see how they were feeling and what was going on in their lives. Now, whereas one is fairly relaxed, though ready for change at the moment, the other one's going through quite a lot of personal transformation. And a lot of this is going on in the 12th house, which is where we keep our innermost feelings hidden, a lot of our imaginations, our secrecies, the things that scare us, we keep those quite hidden. And at the moment, the other person is having a lot of aspects from the third house of communication, the sixth house of work, the ninth house of higher learning, all the way to the 12th house of secrecy. So it's like things are getting exposed at the moment, but also that this person is having a lot of buttons pushed. In particular, one of the things that's happening is the fact that there's transiting Uranus opposite the Sun, which is making this person feel like they need to fight against restrictions, and that because of this, they might make hasty decisions because of feeling like they're being boxed or cornered somehow. So again, it's not a great energy to be having a meeting with. And suggesting new ideas to this person at the moment because they are feeling like they've got the back against the wall. Other things that might suggest that is the transiting moon at this time is opposite Neptune, which can make them feel a bit confused and also desirous of escape. Jupiter opposite Chiron, again, that's about having your beliefs rocked to the very core and your sore spots, really manipulated. So anyway, on to the actual details of the meeting. You've got an Aquarian rising, which would make you think, oh, well, that's going to be a lovely, open, humanitarian, helpful kind of meeting. But it's really early on in Aquarius, and it puts Pluto, the Sun, Mercury, and Venus in the 12th house. So it's your personality, your emotions, your feelings, your mentality, areas of transformation, anything that could really help projects be moved along is kept hidden. And the moon is in the third house of communications, but is square all this. So it just shows that there's an unwillingness to let all this information out. So I don't think tomorrow's meeting will be particularly open, but hey, go along, take notes, and then wait until another day's time when it'll be much better to have the meeting. Hope this is useful. Bye.